changed.
But I see how we fade.
I see what we give up for a temperamental love. And it's just not in.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, firstrow.ca, Canada's online collectibles store.
This March, you can warm up with a bowl of soup and help support students across Manitoba.
From March 23rd to 29th, the Child Nutrition Council of Manitoba is hosting the 14th Annual Stone Soup Week, a province-wide fundraiser for school food programs. Participating restaurants will donate $1 from every bowl of their signature soup, with 100% of proceeds supporting programs that provide nutritious meals and snacks to students.
There's also a 50-50 raffle with a growing pot that's approaching $10,000. Plus early bird prizes, including a trip for two to Churchill.
The week kicks off Tuesday, March 24th at Rudy's Eat and Drink and at Hargrave Street Market, where you can sample soups from participating restaurants.
Learn more, buy raffle tickets, or donate at childnutritioncouncil.com.
This is Luke Rathborn. Hello, Winnipeg. You are listening to UMFM 101.5, and I just got caught by a UFO.
When she walks, it's just like a samba that swings so cool. of the odds to be born on this earth's 1 in 400 trillion. I conquered those odds, yet I can't conquer leaving this house. I eat, sleep, scroll, and work, but there has to be more than just me existing. In fact, there is thinking there's not enough wine in the fridge to unleash me in this feeling. Fiends for some feminine healing. By that I mean I called my girls and said SOS, pick a dress, pick a time and an address for the upcoming night. Send a call out, send a call out, calling all my baddest women, it's about to go down. Click, 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 symphony, I need that. Click, 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 symphony, I love the sound of it. Who never goes out? I did, darling. She's empowered by the sound of us marching. Her legs are hurting, but her back is still arching. And this sound reminds me that it's going to be alright. Never could have guessed, I started my morning in tears. Got a great waterproof mascara I can recommend. I should try my luck in Hollywood and find some auditions, because the way I fake this mic will pay the mortgage and the rent. Climb into my lonely throne before my TV. I feel alone, I feel like no one really needs me. So thank you, Carly, for having a sixth sense and for calling to remind me we don't settle for depression on a Friday night. I need a pep talk, I need a hug, I need a dance floor. I've got one more life, I need to get out the house more and really start living it. Heavy as the burdens that are weighing on me. I will lay them down and some pink and blue lies. Call my girls and say it as always. Pick a dress, pick a time and an address for me. Send a call out, send a call out, calling all my baddest women, it's about to go down. Click, 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 symphony, I need that. Click, 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 symphony, I love the sound of it, let the girls out. I did, darling. She's empowered by the sound of us marching. Her legs are hurting, but her back is still arching. And the sound reminds me that it's going to be alright. Jim, Jimmy, chill, it's time to open up the closet. It's a sad time to see me, I'm a blonde, gather cobwebs. Why I'm like an alien. In every dress I try side. Let me turn my music louder and pretend it's fine. Everything that's hurt me, left, they gave up on me. Now I'm just the product of everything that was done to me. Run to me, come to me, someone bring the sun to me. I can see the glimmer of the gun. Who wants to believe? She just needs, she needs a pep talk. She needs a hug, she needs a dance floor. She's got one little left. She needs to get out the house more and try and start living it. Heavy as the burdens that are weighing on me. I will lay them down on those pink and blue lies. Call my girls and say it as well. Make a dress, make a time, and then I just want you. Send a call out, send a call out. Calling all my baddest women, it's about to go down. Click, 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 symphony, I need that. Click, 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 symphony, I love the sound of it. Who let the girls out? I did, darling. She's empowered by the sound of us marching. Her legs are hurting, but her back is still arching. And the sound reminds me that it's going. Though this season of her life had been cold, lonely, and tough, though she slipped back into a darkness she had hoped by now to have overcome, she had learned a beautiful lesson as she kissed her girls goodbye and thanked them for getting her out the house. That maybe everything was going to be all right. And even if only for a moment, everything is going to be all right. Women's is about to go down. Click, 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 symphony, I need that. Click, 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 symphony, I love the sound of it. I did, darling. She's empowered by the sound of us marching. Her legs are hurting, but her back is still arching. And the sound reminds me that she's going to be alright. She put her headphones in, and there she danced under the weight of her clouds. But for the first time in a long time, she believed that one day she would again feel the sun. She must be patient. She must have faith in the seeds that are planted beneath the snow. She must hold on, and she must let go. She'll be all right. No riding shining armored knight. She will save herself this time. And in fact, tonight, she did confirm. The cold never lasts, my darling. It just teaches the heart how to burn.
hesitate.
So put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your head down. Sapphire and faded jeans. I hope you get your dream. Just go ahead, let your head down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow. The sky, sunburned and lonely, sipping tea in a bar by the roadside.
Just relax,
don't you let those other boys fool you. Gotta love that afro hairdo. Maybe sometimes we feel afraid, but it's alright.
UMFM.
That's right. Hi, Captain Dan.
Hey, Penny Lane.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like this weird headache thing that I've been dealing with all day.
I think it's the humidity.
Humidity, the heat, eye strain.
Yeah.
The dog.
The dog, cat.
Just life in general is making my head feel like poop. But that's not why we're pre-recording.
No, we're not.
Hunter's got a baseball game tomorrow,
yes.
Which is today. Because you're listening to this in the future.
Ooh.
That's so hard to
grasp.
It's hard to grasp when your head feels great.
Yeah. Never when mind your head when it's doesn't a little feel off. Great.
What? So yeah, we're pre-recording the show for your listening pleasure on Thursday.
That's right.
Today.
Yeah.
Again. You started it.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a old girl party going on.
Yeah.
I assume that's where you were
that's
going.
That's where I was going, yeah.
And I...
Took over and
kept with the girl party. Were you going like all newer artists?
Kind of, but
kind
then
of?
Yeah.
And then I derailed your plan.
That's okay. It's still like it still works. A lot
it
of these
still
are newer
works.
Artists. You know,
that's true. A lot of them are like 90s
and 2000s.
No one later than the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. There's you got Nina Simone.
Well, here. The majority of them.
Yeah.
There's a couple here or there. Some Irma Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, what did we open the show up
we
with?
We opened up with The Girl from Ipanema.
My girl.
The amazing Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse. Ugh. Tragedy.
And then my favorite song by Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Click Clack Symphony. With Hans Zimmer as the orchestral.
That whole album is...
Yeah.
Like, you can't see it. I'm chef kissing.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to it, it's... I love it. We all know my love for a concept album. Even if it's not a concept album, an album that is like a whole package.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the artwork, the songs, the feel of it. And this one kind of feels like a concept album, maybe a loose one.
Yeah.
But, oh, so good.
It is
so good.
And we finish it all off with probably one of the biggest hits of the early 2000s, Corinne Bailey Rae with Put Your Records On.
Is it dumb that I don't know that song?
No.
As like we've discussed many a time.
Like, it was all over the radio stations back in the early 2000s, 2010s around there, I think.
In 2000s, I was dancing in dark clubs to 60s music. So that's all I heard. But because I was like, oh, I wonder how new this song is. I'll have to ask the captain.
Yeah.
It's not as new as I thought it was.
No.
Shocker. So, yeah, all female.
Yeah.
And there's something important that I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
During the next break.
Okay.
I'm going to have you sit and think about it.
Oh, crap.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
It has to do with the show.
Okay.
Do you know?
No.
Okay, well, think about it. What do we got next?
Next, we got the amazing Olivia Dean with The Man I Need.
You're the man I need.
I'm the man I need.
Talk to me. Looks like we're making up for lost time.
Entertainment in your eyes. There's before and then there's after. Josh McKee is the boy for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of him tonight. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes, I am falling, and he keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone, and I have missed things and kept out of sight, for other men were never quite like this.
Welcome back, Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM, and
on the face every Monday is making Mondays happy again.
We try.
We do our best.
Because Mondays can be rough.
They can be
Nobody
very
Nobody likes
rough.
It. No. Unless you get a Monday off.
Yeah, and then it's, woo, Monday.
Right?
It's like an extended Sunday.
Yeah. Right? But for the majority of us, great, Bob.
No, we got to work.
No, we got to work. Blech. So let's go over what we play.
Start off with Olivia Dean, The Man I Need.
The Man I Need.
Ooh, that feels good.
That's
just where
that came out. What, like 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago? I bought that album based on the cover art alone. I never listened to it. I saw somebody post it on Instagram, and she's her back is towards you. She's got this pearl necklace hanging down her back. She's got this beautiful '60s updo, and I'm like, oh, this is probably like '60s inspired something. No, it is like a funk superdelic party.
Yeah, didn't we play with one of her songs like few years ago, and that's when you
was like, oh my god,
yeah
she's great. Great. But that's the title track from the album, that exclamation point feels good exclamation point. Yeah, I mean, there's some influence of that in there. What's after that?
You Were Mine by Tammy Nielsen.
You know something funny about her?
She's from Manitoba.
No, she's from Alberta.
Yes,
yeah, but she lives in Australia. Yep. But yeah, she came across my feed again. Thank God for the internet. Came across my feed and I was like, oh. And then I'm like, oh, she's Canadian.
Yeah.
Shocker. You made a very keen observation on that one. Sounds a lot like Teddy Swims.
Yeah.
It's before Teddy Swims. But yeah, you're right. Like the reverb on it, the type of singing. Yeah, I could see him
doing that.
Super justice to that if he ever did a cover. And we finish it off.
Finish it all off with I've Just Seen a Face by Luwinda Black.
You know who she is?
No.
Did it sound kind of familiar? Like the music? The tone of it?
No.
Oh, I don't play enough Head Coatees for you. Luwinda Black was the lead singer of the Head Coatees.
Ah.
And that, like, if that sound, that's so synonymous with that, like, Chatham, is that how you say it, scene with like Billy Childish and Holly Golightly, and who I think is coming up, or did I play her or did I not?
No, she's
her?
Next.
She's next. Yeah.
Check it out, everybody. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
So before that song thing, that thing of music.
You said something about what is coming.
I was like, there's something's going on. And you were like, oh, you looked scared.
I looked scared.
Not
going to
lie.
Like, oh.
And then I said, you wanted a hint. I said, it has to do with the show.
It's been 21 years.
I don't even want to say that out loud. 21 years. On the 30th of this month, on 30th of May. That's just my phone telling me so it's bedtime.
So that's technically Saturday.
Saturday. This show turns 21. Did you know that this originally started as like a temporary thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I took a slot in the summer. And I mean, people still kind of do this at UMFM. Not as much as then. But a lot of times the regular hosts would take the summer off.
Yeah.
So they take off June, July, August, sometimes May, June, July, August, whatever. And they'd have shows, new shows come in and just fill in the airways. Because back then we had a poop ton of applications. And a friend of mine suggested I put one in. He said I had great taste in music. He's not wrong.
No, this is great music.
And I put in the application, and it was, I met with Jared, who's still our station manager. Liz was also our program director at the time, or whatever, the other way around, maybe. I don't know. And they were like, yeah, we'd love to give you a show, but it's going to be temporary.
Yeah.
You're going to take somebody's slot, and they're supposed to be back in August, so do it for 3 months. And I was like, yeah, okay. And it's now been...
3 months later.
21 years. Jeez, that is... I thought 20 hurts. 21 just feels worse. The show could legally drink in the States if it wanted to.
It could.
It's older than my child. And my child is almost an adult.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. But that being said, thank you to everybody who's listened over the years.
Yes.
The show has been... It's changed and it's morphed from what it was. It was... stupid popular for one point, and now it's just is what it is.
It is what it is.
People still listen.
Yeah,
it's just when the whole mod revival was going on, and this was strictly a mod show, it took off.
Yeah,
which I mean, gave me many amazing. This show still gives us many amazing opportunities, right? Like. We get into gigs. People contact us about, hey, you want to hear some free music? I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Been in books.
You've been in books.
A few.
Yeah.
I've been on the Amoeba blog.
Dang.
Yeah. They asked me to do a list of the top 10 mod albums. Like, these are things that I don't think I ever would have done had it not been for this little show. So thank you, everybody.
Yes.
For taking the time to even listen to an episode here or there, share it. Enjoy it, hate it, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have haters. The world's full of them.
They are.
But screw them.
It is are they.
Is are they. So it is the end of the month.
We're
head first into June.
Yeah.
Things are going to start getting crazy.
Yes.
We got Jazz Fest kicking up in the next few weeks.
Yep.
Whew.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, you're volunteering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what you're doing?
Bar crew,
you're going to be out late.
Yes, because that's the only shifts that were available, too.
Oh, were you late signing up?
I signed up the very first day that the notice came up.
And it was still all taken.
Yep.
Damn these people. So if you're going out and you see Captain Dan, say hi. Do you know where you're going to be bar crewing?
I'll be at Old Market Square. But apparently there's a change on how everything's being done. But...
So you won't have to tackle down 20-year-olds stealing booze?
No, not at Jazz Fest.
That was
Fringe Fest.
Fringe Fest, right? Ask Dan to tell you that story. It's quite humorous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're down in Old Market Square, you see the handsome guy slinging drinks with some nice tattoos of ladies all over him. Say hi.
Say hello.
After that, in a couple of weeks, we are seeing the Reverend Horton Heat and the Surfer Jets at the Pyramid, which I'm looking forward to. That's kind of...
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. I really wanted to see them, so I'm glad that we got tickets and we're going. It'll be a good time.
Yep.
Then we're going to Rainbow Stage a couple of weeks after that to see their version of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yep.
If you're interested, the tickets are still available. Definitely pick some up.
Yep.
Jesus Christ Superstar really kind of had a...
It's had a revival.
A little resurgence, eh? Yeah.
I think it had to do with that live broadcast that came out a few years back.
So. I believe it's an anniversary of it, too.
Yeah.
It's got to be. All these things are turning 50 or whatnot. Yeah. So, yeah, right? But, yeah, it's definitely gotten into the public subconscious, I can speak, again. So I was kind of glad to see that they did it, because the last time I saw a live production of that was, like, in the 90s? At the concert hall, and I think it had Ted Neely in it, who was on the original cast.
Dang.
It had a few people from the original cast in it. Yeah, it was crazy. It was so good. It took my dad, who doesn't like musical theater. My parents were very religious.
Yeah.
So it was kind of this, oh, Jesus Christ Superstar. It's about the story of Jesus. I'll go. Me and my mom were like, don't tell him. It's a rock opera. And I remember we got into the concert hall. We had great seats. And we sat down, and on either side of the stage were just towers of speakers.
Yeah.
Like a rock concert, right? My dad was just like, what is this? And we're like, it's a musical. He's like, why do I feel like I'm at a Rolling Stones concert? And we're like, I don't know.
Because you're going to be.
Because you're going to be. But you know what? He loved it.
Yeah.
He did. That's the one thing I pride my dad on. We could drag him to these things, and he may have a sour look on his face, but he gave it a chance, and a lot of times he liked it.
Yeah.
So go check it out.
Yep, check it out.
I'm curious to see how what they do with it. And then after that, Folk Fest.
Folk Fest is in between there somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. I'm losing track of days. Time. No, we're going July 1st to Ringo Stage.
Okay, yeah, so then it's after.
And then it's like the week after because I'll be in Minneapolis with Hunter.
Yeah. And I'll be at Folk Fest.
Folk Festing it.
Cooking in the hot heat.
Right, which we're having this week. Jeez, yeah. It's been crazy. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
This weekend is Vinyl Vault.
Is it already?
Yeah.
We were just there.
Yeah, because it's the end of the month.
What? Time goes so fast when you get older.
Yeah.
It's just wild.
Hunter's got a baseball tournament coming up this weekend as well.
And we've learned a lesson at the last time.
Yeah. Wear sunscreen. Wear protection. Not protection as in...
Protection, but protection. Yeah. There's the place they do this tournament. They do it every year. It's called Optimist Field. I'm sure if Winnipeggers are listening, yep, they may know. There is not a tree.
There's one tree.
Yeah, but nowhere near the fields.
Nowhere near the fields.
And we didn't know this. It was our first year.
Yeah.
And it was like plus 36, 37, yeah, not a cloud in the sky. And we're like, oh, whatever.
You know what? Diamonds have trees. I think I saw the tan line on my ankles.
Yeah, probably. It was terrible. We were just like dying.
Yeah.
And we didn't bring enough water. So this time, we is packing. We're packing.
Yeah. And I had burned my legs, but I was wearing shorts. So it's like from my knees down to my ankles were exposed.
Because you were sitting, so it was just on the tops.
Yeah.
I at least had like longer pants on, yeah, I think, so my legs were saved, but we're smarter this time.
We are.
We're smarter.
We will this time. Be prepared.
We're going to be prepared. I think we should play some more music.
Let's play some Holly Golightly.
Which plays in nicely to the last song we play, because Holly Golightly was part of the Headquotees with Luella Black.
Yeah.
So this is from her album, I can't remember the name of it, but it's one of my favorites. You got it on this.
Truly, she is none other.
Truly, there is no other.
That's it.
Yeah. It's a great album, one of her best. This is Walk a Mile in My Shoes.
Yeah.
If being me is easy where you stay, seeing it's believing where I am. Try being me if you think you can. You think I got it easy. Try being me. Anything you do, I did before. I did it all before you. And so much more. Everything you see, I already saw. You want something new to see. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a
walk a mile in my shoes.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine. It's a new day, it's a new
I'm
every time we pre-record, before we come back to talking, I always ask you if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready this time.
I'm always like, are you ready? And you're like, I'm ready. Ready? Ready.
God, I'm ready.
You're like, always ready.
I'm so ready. My ready is ready.
I know. I should stop asking and just hit record and see what happens. So welcome back.
Welcome back,
Park everybody. Is 101.5 UMFM.
And on the face every Monday.
On the face every Monday. Celebrating our 21st year.
Yep.
On the air as of Saturday.
Yep.
Scary stuff.
Scary stuff. Very scary.
You just can't get rid of it. We're like a bad cold.
We are.
We just keep coming back.
Yeah, like that bad rash that keeps coming up. Yeah. Butt, you know, just.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what we played. Let's talk about something better than rashes and colds.
Walk a Mile by Holly Golightly.
Yes.
Feeling Good
by Miss Nina Simone. Amazing Nina Simone.
Did we do Peace of My Heart by Irma Franklin?
Irma Franklin. She is Aretha Franklin's sister.
Yep.
Some might say Aretha Franklin's more talented sister.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything. You know, it's funny. You hear facts about people and you wonder, like, is it true or is it just like an urban legend?
Yeah.
I heard that Irma Franklin, and I should Google this, had terrible stage fright. And that's the main reason she didn't succeed as an artist, because she was just crippled by stage fright.
Yeah.
Because she sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Like, she's so good. But there's not a lot out there in Aretha.
Aretha,
like the queen of soul.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that was true, and if she somehow found a way to got over her stage fright, what would have happened? Would she have been the queen of soul?
Or the second queen of soul?
Could be. But you know who the modern queen of soul is?
Could it be Sharon Stone?
Sharon Depp. Sharon Jones and the Dappings, which we played next.
Yeah.
That was called a segue. No, that was from...
I tried.
You tried. You tried. The Act Naturally album, which the first time I saw Sharon Jones was during Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
At the Pyramid with like 200 sweaty people on a hot like 30 degree June night. And it was like the best concert I've ever seen. If you ever had the pleasure of seeing Sharon Jones, she's like this pint-sized ball of James Brown energy. Amazing. So I remember just being up at the front of the stage and being like mesmerized, and then going to the back of the pyramid and buying her record.
Yeah.
Which I still have. It's kind of warped because of the heat in the pyramid. It got a little warped, but it still plays. But yeah, she sadly passed away. God, like 10 years ago, I believe it was. It was a while ago now, but she has a huge body of work.
Yeah.
So go check it out on the Daptone label. And fun fact, the Dappkings, who play on her,
yep,
were the band that played on Amy Winehouse's album.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. Thanks.
I gave you a fun fact. Yeah. They also played on Mark Ronson's Versions album, too. Because nice. They're that amazing.
They are. They sound really
they're
amazing.
They're pretty freaking good. So we are just about done.
Yep. Mabel says hi.
Mabel says hi. She's been very good and quiet today.
Yep.
Until now. Right? That's her.
Yeah.
That's Mabel. Anyway, follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
If you're looking for, you know, good vinyls. Yeah. I said that on purpose as a joke. It was satire. You're like, sure, honey. You are at Captain Dan underscore 75. You better check. Cause
I don't even know what I...
I'm at DJ Penny Lane. Just all one word. No underscores.
I am Captain underscore Dan
75. Oh, follow us on Instagram. We are almost done the May Vinyl Challenge. The May the 4th be with you. Or the May the Vinyl Challenge be with you. Which has been fun.
It has been fun.
Might have to pick one for June.
Yeah, because I kind of like doing these challenges.
It kind of helps you discover albums in your collection. It helps. I get into periods where I post all the time on Instagram and then I stop. And then I start again and then I stop. But at least the vinyl challenge keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, my post today was Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
What was the theme?
Rainy Day Record.
Rainy Day Record, which Crosby, Stills, and Nash was your Rainy Day Record?
The debut.
Oh, their debut. Yeah. Mine was a really cool album by Easy Star All Stars.
Yeah.
Easy Star All Stars is a group of reggae artists that take other artists' music and just do reggae versions of them. And they tend to do like whole albums. Like they did a version of Dark Side of the Moon, which is the first one I ever heard. And it's phenomenal. I posted Radio Dread, which is pretty much almost all of OK Computer.
Oh,
done cool. Ska and reggae style. It's so good. So good. Yeah. It's tomorrow's prompt.
I don't know. I got out of Instagram.
Oh, well, I'll pull it up. You know, because we got to think about what we're going to post. And, you know, maybe people can send us a message on Instagram and tell us what we should post. Tomorrow is a Triumphant or Victorious album. Well, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
I have to sit and think on that one. But for now. We're going to say goodbye.
How about some Madonna?
Yeah. This is, like, I almost want to call it a Madonna deep cut.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people forget about her soundtrack to the Dick Tracy movie. Was that in the 80s or the 90s?
90s.
It must have been the early 90s, right? Yeah, she played one of the characters in the movie.
Breathless
Mahoney, that's it. Thank you. I was trying to remember it. And she did this whole 50s gangstery sounding lounge album.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Some of it hasn't aged as well, but this song has.
Yeah.
This one's good. This is called Sooner or Later. Makes me want to watch that movie again. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, I accidentally put a song on there. I got to get rid of it. Take that off. Hang on. There we go. Here's Sooner or Later by Madonna.
Sooner or Later. Have a great week, everybody.
See ya.
Yo, this is 3flexion, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Ultrasonic Film. As always, I'm your host, James, talking about movies, movies, and more movies. I have a very special guest on the show right now, Caroline Daverna. Caroline, welcome to Ultrasonic Film.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you here. We're talking about your new film, Best Boy, but I do have a few questions for you because you've had quite a large career, and I've been watching you